Here's a sound that may soon be a memory for millions of people. Netflix plans to end password sharing, and as NPR's Netta Ulaby reports, many fans feel betrayed.
It's going to be like that scene in Netflix's Stranger Things when the heroes are trying to break into a top-secret facility.
Give me the code.
Your Netflix code or password is going to fail.
The code is wrong.
There will be havoc. Sure? There will be recriminatory phone calls.
I suppose it could be wrong.
How could it be wrong?
The code is a number, a famous number.
But the only number that matters to Netflix is 100 million people. That's how many of us around the world are not paying but watching Netflix anyway. Among them are three people beloved by Michael O'Connor of Ireland. He shares his Netflix password with his mom, his sister, and his partner.
My first response was, I'm probably going to cancel my account.
O'Connor was already irritated with Netflix. First, he says it's way more expensive than the other streamers if you're paying for the ad-free tiers. Second, Netflix has a habit of canceling his favorite shows.
The OA, Warrior Nun, The Dark Crystal was really bad business.
I see many endings lay before us.
Previous password sharers will set up their own accounts, predicts Stephen Cahill. He's an analyst for Wells Fargo Securities. The pool, he says, of brand new subscribers has shrunk. And remember, this is not easy for Netflix either.
Streaming services actually don't love to crack down on password sharing. They like people engaging with the content.
He says, try to see things from the point of view of Netflix and their shareholders.
What they have to be worried about is a challenging ad market, a rising cost of capital, the decline of pay TV, the rising cost of sports, the slowdown of streaming, and a writer's strike.
Do not be shocked, Cahill says, if other streaming services follow suit. But we may be losing something culturally meaningful, says Jessica Hallam. She's 51 with a good job, but she uses her parents' password for HBO, Max.
I do not need their financial support, but there's something about the gift. Every time I log in to watch something, knowing that my parents are paying for it, there's just something really sweet about it, right?
Just ask Carrie Bradshaw.
As soon as I typed in love, there he was.
It's not uncommon for people to share passwords with their exes. A little intimacy and access into the life of someone you love. Meanwhile, our Irishman, Michael O'Connor, says the whole situation might drive him back to reading.
The books are usually better anyway.
And cost nothing to give away. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.